So I remember this was a epiphany moment for me. It's 10 years ago. I go to Dan Kennedy's Info Riches seminar. So this is before info marketing.
Right, went before Glaser.
Crazy all over the place.
Right.
And I'm learning it. And I asked Dan some kind of question like, I don't know, it might have been something like, so what happens when you've taught him everything you know? Or something like that. And he's like, well, that doesn't actually matter, because what people are really looking for is a place to plug their umbilical cord into and somebody they can learn from. And what they really want is a personality. And he said that. I was like, okay, I understand that.
He said, I don't know how many times he's told us, if you got my newsletter for a couple of years, you pretty much got all I've got.
Right. Which is, that isn't entirely true.
No, it's certainly not, because he keeps evolving.
He's got a lot of layers.
Yes,
but
yes.
That is about two-thirds true.
Yeah.
It's about two-thirds.
Besides, more than most people can use.
Yeah.
It's more than I needed.
And so, if people are really, really going to learn something and get it down into their bones, they're not just going to learn techniques out of a book or out of Wikipedia. They're going to learn to think like somebody thinks. Right? If you're teaching acting classes, you're really teaching them how to think like you. And what you really want them doing, what will be effective for them, is if they get out there, it's a year later, they haven't seen you, they haven't talked to you, but they go, what would Brian do? And the answer comes into their head, they do it, and it's the right thing to do, because you've become their alter ego. Okay?
Yeah.
That's when you have created an imprinting, like, mother bond with that person. And now, my brother-in-law, Ted, is a jazz mandolin guru. Okay? So, teaches people jazz mandolin. That's a pretty, narrow little thing in the world. But he's got this following of jazz mandolin guys. Okay? Now, our sister, Lucy from Charlie Brown, our sister, she thinks me and Ted are just bullshit artists. Lucy's like, yeah, Perry and his minions, and they give him money, and, like, she just has no regard for any of this. And she thinks Ted is, like, the same thing, like, why are these people just wasting their time reading your blogs and going on your website and buying these books from you and everything? And, and Ted's like, so we're hanging out together and we're talking about this. And, like, Ted's feeling like a little, like, well, maybe she's right. Maybe I am a bullshit artist. Like, No. Robin doesn't get it.
Right.
Okay? Here's the thing. Okay, if they were struggling and they couldn't figure things out and they were trying to find a little home in the world and they couldn't find one and they found one with you and then they learned all your fingering techniques, and he has this very definite process, and it starts with actually getting your muscles really in tune where your hands will do exactly what you want your hands to do, and so then the fingerings, and then he teaches you theory and all the musical structures and everything is this very definite pattern. And there's some people like that pattern resonates. And it's like, wow, I can play stuff they could never play before, right? And they learned it from him. Well, now they've learned his mannerisms. They've learned his stories. They've learned his technique. They've learned his whole way of doing things, and it works. And from now on, basically for the rest of their life, if they're going to learn something about playing jazz mandolin, they'll learn it more efficiently from him than they will learn it from anybody else. Right? Because it's like they're locked in. Right? Okay, he's my teacher. He's my guru. And I, like, get it. And I can, it's just like I was saying before. It's like they could walk into a situation and they could go, what would Brian do? What would Ted do? And they could do it. Right? And it's like, and now, and when you master something, Here's the process. You start by being incompetent, and then you become able to imitate somebody else, and then you learn how to sound like yourself, right? They can't act, and then they can act like Nick Nolte, and then they can act like themselves.
Keanu Reeves.
Right? And they develop their own voice. Mm-hmm. So like Sean Connery, he's got his own acting persona. Right? Mm-hmm. It's unmistakable. Mm-hmm. And you actually love to go see any Sean Connery movie because he brings that saltiness to it. And it works. And you could say the same thing about Tom Cruise, you can say the same thing about Meryl Streep. You know, they all have this thing. Okay? Now, so to Tom's thing. So they come to you looking for a technical skill, and you draw them into your world, and there's this middle ground where it's salty dog NLP. The best thing you can have is a 20 autoresponder series where somebody gets the book, they sign up, they get some videos, they start getting emails, they start getting audios, and they get pieces of time and pieces of time and pieces of time and pieces of time. And then you have a level of influence with them that nobody else has. Okay? And this is how you build a personality-based business, starting with a technical skill, right? Then I do this with Google AdWords. Click-through rate, impressions, cost per click, split testing, peel and stick, all these very mechanical things, right? And they're like, okay, I'm spending money on these ads, and I have to get some clicks, and I have to get, you know, some people to buy stuff on my website. Like, that's it. That's all they want, right? And I'm like, well, they don't really know that, okay, you know, that I'm Yoda and they're like Luke Skywalker, and they have to learn how to do all this whole spectrum of marketing things. They didn't even know. Like, I just wanted some clicks to my website. Oh, you mean, like, there's this whole art called marketing, and there's this whole science and this whole industry, it's all cottage profession and everything. Yeah, see. And I'm gonna turn this into an addiction, and you're not gonna be able to get enough of it, and you're gonna fly halfway around the world and go to these weird seminars and hang out with these bizarre people. Like, what are these bizarre people doing at, you know, 3 o'clock in the afternoon in Schaumburg, Illinois, in this obscure hotel room?
We're talking about Sean Connery, that's what they're doing.
Well, you do. So you're Sean Connery.
I see it now.
Salty dog,
right.
Sean, Tom, right? So what happens is you get people more and more to come over this side, and eventually, you know, they're learning about these other things that you're into. You know, so like I got all these little weird things that I put people into. Mm-hmm. I got my spirituality email series. I got my email series for Rush fans. You know, I mean, just all this really bizarro stuff. And, you know, the more of these people like, the more, like, it's a built-in USB. Like, you can't, you know, where else do you get a philosophical discussion about the intersection of Rush and marketing and right angle stuff, right? And so you are sucking them into your world. And so I just think your thing is you have to get in front of people in order for that to happen. Now, your book is a really interesting marketing channel, and Tom's right. You don't have to
wait a year
to do this.
Well, I won't. I made a note of the things I can do as soon as they sign off on the drive.